The FAA says the air traffic control problems in Los Angeles last week, 50 cancellations and over 400 delays, were because of a U-2 spy plane that basically confused the agency's computers. U-2 spy planes. How many of you went straight to Wikipedia to look up the Cold War era 1960 headline, American U-2 plane shot down over the Soviet Union, pilot Gary Powers held? Well, Bart Jensen covers transportation for USA Today. And Bart, I'm sure many people thought that the Pentagon was phasing these planes out because we have unmanned drones and phone surveillance. So how many of these are still around?
There's about 30 of this type of plane around, and they are in the midst of phasing them out. I understand it's just a few more years yet so that they'll be replaced by drones. As you say, they don't require the crews, and so not as much risk to people if you fly drones instead of these aging planes.
Right. Well, they evoke so much history. And by the way, the pilot, Gary Powers, who was shot down, he was eventually brought home in an exchange with the Soviet Union. But how did this U-2 spy plane confuse the FAA computers? We know the computers are being upgraded across the country, but what happened?
Yeah, the computers are fairly old, date to the 60s, just like the plane, and so they've been in the midst of upgrading them for a decade, and the problem is that they need to keep using them to keep planes in the air while they are upgrading, and so one expert compared it to like trying to change a flat tire while you're still driving on the highway. So as they are upgrading to this new system, the U-2 submitted a flight plan that basically, they tend to fly twice as high as regular airliners, but the flight plan computer interpreted it as flying way down right in the midst of commercial airliners. And so the computer tried to figure out, wait, how do I keep it away from all these other planes? It sort of got overwhelmed as it tried to run its memory, and the technical workers were telling me it's just like your laptop that just, it overwhelmed itself, and it just kept like trying to reboot.
Well, so again, to be clear, it didn't get close to any commercial planes. It flies much higher. But did we know that the controllers know it was a U-2, one of ours, or did they have questions about that? And what was it doing over L.A.?
Well, I think U-2s can occasionally fly over populated areas. I think they fly occasionally out of Edwards Air Force Base, which is nearby. Mm-hmm. But it did not come near any commercial airliners. I don't know if the controllers in that regional office knew that it was a U-2. What they were seeing immediately was, oh, the computers are getting overwhelmed.
Right.
We need to get this over with. But they were able to sort out the computers within an hour. So it actually was more of a nuisance than a real danger.
Yeah.
But that's why they're upgrading the computers to try to prevent this kind of problem in the future.
Bart Jensen, he covers transportation for USA Today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Robin, speaking of more of a nuisance than a real danger, I was on a flight yesterday. As it was coming in for a landing, it starts banking away
right. And
takes off again because there was a plane on the runway that we were supposed to be landing at.
At least you weren't being spied on
exactly.
By YouTube.
Perhaps so.